Praised be Jesus and Mary. Since the beginning of our church, the Christian community has always commemorated the memory of the faithful departed. These celebrations became an integral part of the community, especially religious communities. And more than 1,000 years ago, in the 10th century, the monks of the Abbey of Cluny began to commemorate the celebration of the Holy Mass, the memory of all the faithful departed on November 2nd. And this date began to be celebrated as All Souls Day, another places as well, until the 13th century, when the Vatican decreed that it would be celebrated throughout the church. So the festivity that we're celebrating today is a very important and special day, not only for our faith, but also for our own culture today. You know, we should pray fervently for the faithful departed, especially for our own family members, praying for those who have passed, but who lived, you know, lived a life just like the one that we're living, you know. We know that the only way that we can help them is through our prayers and our sacrifices, for having masses, you know, offered for them, so that once purified of their sins, then they can reach their eternal rest and enjoy the presence of God. Through private revelation, there have been many books written where relating different stories that the poor souls have told people in coming to ask for prayers. And in one of those stories, the poor souls reveal that you know, they're often present around us, present around their living family members and their beloved ones, without getting their help, you know, sometimes for years. And they complained, you know, you in the world have no inkling of what we have to suffer. Being abandoned and forgotten by those who have been nearest to us in the world. That is most bitter. Sometimes they stand at the tombs of our decayed bodies and they don't pray for us at all. They act as if we don't exist anymore. God's justice commands us to be silent. We stand at the door of their houses, of our former dwellings, and wait. We stand there and wait days, years. We wait for them to give us a small sign of their love by prayers and sacrifices. But we stay there in vain. We cry in vain for love, for help. Tell them, through the priests, love should not die at death. We're still alive, and we are hungry for love, your love. You know, we pray for our loved ones at the time of their passing, and we may pray for the repose of their souls for a month or two, and then we forget, but we know they're in eternity, they're outside of time, and you know, through one of those private revelations, and it's not gospel, but they said the average stay in purgatory is about 40 years. So we should never cease praying for our loved ones. We know that a soul that is stained by sin must be cleansed of all guilt. Now, you know, God in his mercy for us, created purgatory, which is the entryway, you know, into heaven for many souls. There are souls that have gone straight to heaven, no doubt. But many of us need to be purified. And we can ourselves, you know, begin that process of purification here on earth before we die through mortification and personal penance. And if we do these things, you know, there's going, there'll be less need for us to be purified after we die. We also remember that Jesus Christ himself gives us himself to us as food every day in the Eucharist, and strengthens us and helps us to live in harmony with God and his will. But we need to take advantage of those graces now, while there's still time. But for those of us, for those of our loved ones who have passed, we pray for them just in case they didn't take advantage of all the graces that God did give them during their lifetime. So as we continue this Holy Mass, you know, let us remember in a special way all those who've gone before us and are in need of our prayers.